This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The court will be in session. The Supreme Court begins another year full of arguments on this Monday, October 3rd, 2011. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to take a look at forthcoming arguments and decisions from a court likely taking a look at healthcare's mandate and privacy in the digital space in this term. Also, Rick Perry's family history suddenly looks a little dodgy for a presidential candidate. And Bill O'Reilly, yes, the big Bill on the killing of a president, a book about Lincoln, folks. But we begin with the headlines.
American Amanda Knox has told an Italian appeals court the murder accusations against her are unfair and groundless. The jury's expected to decide whether or not to uphold the American student's murder conviction later today. Knox and a co-defendant were convicted of murder in 2009. She was sentenced to 26 years in prison. In Iraq this morning, security forces have stormed a police station in a western town where gunmen were holding the mayor, the police chief, and several policemen hostage. Officials say three hostages were killed in that raid, along with all of the gunmen. That's in the town of al-Baghdadi.
Once again, world markets are tumbling as Europe's debt crisis shows signs of getting worse. It comes after Greece's government said it would miss its deficit target this year, also in subsequent years, and run out of cash in 2 weeks if it doesn't get the next bailout loan. The Greek government also passed another unpopular plan that cuts tens of thousands of public sector jobs. Red Cross worker Theodoros Economides in Athens describes the situation there to our partner, the BBC.
It is pushing people into poverty. Crime rates are increasing. Social instability is increasing. People are digging in the garbage for food in my street, in my middle-class neighborhood of Athens right now. This is a social disaster.
Finance ministers from 17 euro countries will meet in Luxembourg today to discuss the crisis.
Anti-Wall Street protesters are picking up support elsewhere outside New York City after the arrests of 700 people over the weekend. The three-week-old protests against corporate greed called Occupy Wall Street started with fewer than a dozen college students, but similar protests have now started in Boston, Chicago, and Los Angeles. The Supreme Court begins its new term today. The first order of business, disposing of more than 1,000 appeals that piled up over the summer. Then the court will hear arguments in a case that centers on California's plan to cut Medicaid payments to providers to close the state's budget gap. At issue, whether providers and recipients can sue to block the reductions.
We'll talk more about the Supremes with Professor Jeffrey Rosen in just a moment. The leader of the militant Haqqani Network in Afghanistan says his group is not responsible for the killing of former Afghan President Burhanuddin Rabbani, the man overseeing Taliban peace talks. In a rare interview with our partner, the BBC, Siraj Haqqani also says his network is not linked to Pakistan's spy agency, the ISI, anymore. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta warns that Israel is becoming increasingly isolated in the Middle East. Panetta says Israeli leaders must restart negotiations with the Palestinians and work to restore relations with Egypt and Turkey. Panetta is scheduled to meet with top Israeli and Palestinian leaders this week.
A decade after the 9/11 attacks, the newly reopened September 11th Victim Compensation Fund will start taking applications today. It's a nearly $3 billion fund intended to help people who became ill after working at Ground Zero. And in the past hour, the Nobel Prize for Medicine was awarded to American Bruce Buettler, along with Jules Hoffman and Ralph Steinman. They were cited for their work on how the body fights infection and disease. Asian and European markets are down right now, and so are futures. The Dow's going to start at 10,913, the S&P at 1,131, the NASDAQ will open at 2,139. All this morning, we're talking about these protests that have gripped Wall Street and you.
Yeah, this is Bill from Ipswich. I totally support the protesters. I think the banks and Wall Street have taken advantage of the public and all those things that they did that brought down the economy. They could still do today. Our Congress has done nothing to stop them.
people have occupied Wall Street for going on 3 weeks now. So more than 700 were arrested on the Brooklyn Bridge. Are you part of the movement? And if you were, what would you demand? Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. As we said, Bill O'Reilly joins us later on this hour to talk about his new book. But first, we'll look ahead to the Supreme Court's new term.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.